Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The new year is upon us. I want to look back at 2011. I want to categorize it into the good, the bad, and the ugly. And now for the good. Number one, from agriculture's standpoint, there's a lot of good. The farm economy is booming. Strong farm prices have helped to deliver a record net farm income of over $100 billion. A year or two ago, the livestock and food processing industries were bitterly complaining about the rising cost of corn and other farm products. The livestock industry isn't complaining much now, with hogs, cattle, dairy prices riding high. They have adjusted, as the processors have, with food inflation expect to moderate this new year to less than 3%. The ag industry is in harmony more than I have seen for a long time. Number two, our exports are hitting a record this year, $140 billion. President Obama and the bickering Congress came together and passed the grain agreements with Colombia, Panama, South Korea, which will equate to billions in new sales. Russia was finally admitted to the World Trade Organization. And number three, most of the ag industry supports energy independence and biofuels. We are grateful that President Obama and Secretary Vilsack have stood in support of the biofuels industry, even in the face of harsh attacks over the past 3 years. And number four, the same is true for GMO crops. Secretary Vilsack has been right there in support, even though there are those that want all of our production to be organic. And number five, this is not exclusively agriculture, but I am delighted that we are out of Iraq. And now, the bad news. Number one, the Obama administration's obsession with regulation. I have been out here a long time and have never seen anything like it. The list is long, and the farm country is livid over the effort to regulate farm dust and creeks and our waterways and our ponds. Number two, another disappointment is this administration has not aggressively encouraged drilling for our own oil. And number three, we still have 91,000 troops fighting in Afghanistan. Number four, finally, it's a bad thing that we have this constant attack from the animal rights crowd and environmental extremists. They would only be satisfied if we all became vegetarians and farmed like my grandfather did. Now for the ugly, it's our debt, $15 trillion and rising, driven by our entitlement society. It will pull us under if we don't have the courage to deal with it. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.